For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump and Congress appear no closer to ending a government shutdown that is now a week old. House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer says when he becomes Majority Leader on Monday, they're going to put legislation out that would end the shutdown.
I intend to put a bill on the floor on January 3rd that if the Senate approves it and the President signs it, will open government, and it will agree to all of the bills that are Republican bills. These are not our bills. When we talk about compromise, we're prepared to vote for the Republican bills that pass the Senate committee, pass the Senate. There have been conferencing on those bills.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says the president has come down from his initial demand of $5 billion, but won't say what the new figure is. Bree Payton, a conservative writer at The Federalist and frequent guest on television news outlets, including Fox News Channel, died Friday at the age of 26 after a sudden illness. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Three children died in a Tell City, Indiana house fire early Friday morning, despite rescue efforts by their mother and first responders. Fire Chief Greg Linney.
The guys that went up the ladder, the two that tried to get in through the window, they were backed out by the heat.
The children, ages 3, 6, and 11, were siblings. Six people are in custody, including the lone gunman, in connection with the Wednesday death of Newman, California Police Corporal Ronald Singh, killed during a traffic stop. His brother Friday thanked law enforcement for making the arrests.
We're going to say that my older brother, yes, he's not coming back, but there's a lot of people out there that this isn't.
The local sheriff ripped California's sanctuary laws for not allowing his office to share information with federal immigration officials. The gunman was reportedly in the country illegally, a member of a gang, and had two prior arrests for DUI. He was pulled over for suspected drunk driving. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Scientists have a warning for folks who skip breakfast. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
Studies have concluded that skipping breakfast just one day a week on an ongoing basis can raise your risk of type 2 diabetes. The Journal of Nutrition reporting the German researchers found that skipping the meal one day a week led to a 6% higher risk of diabetes, and the risk increases each additional day, with a 55% higher risk for skipping the entire week. They say the body reacts when people break the fast of sleeping, and it kickstarts metabolism changing the way it uses sugar. By not eating breakfast, the body continues to store sugar in fat cells, waiting for it to be needed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Now more on our top story, the White House speaking out over that partial government shutdown. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if Congress doesn't approve funding for a border wall. White House incoming acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News the president does have limited options.
It seems like Democrats really like border security when there's a Democrat in office and don't like it when Donald Trump is in office. And I think what the president is trying to do, and rightly so, is shed some light on what's happening here.
If the president follows up on his threat to close the southern border, it could potentially result in millions of dollars in losses to local businesses, according to some estimates. And a border closure could also disrupt thousands of truckloads of fresh produce, parts, and other products that flow back and forth every day from Mexico to the U.S. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.